When the word corruption is mentioned, it is often linked to politicians, but this assertion has been disputed by the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Breu-Apiaupong. According to her, the practice is pervasive and occurs everywhere, especially at the individual level. In view of this, Mrs. Apiaupong has asked religious leaders to champion the crusade against corruption by using their pulpits to preach against the canker. She was speaking at the 6th Annual Interfaith Symposium organized by the Presbyterian Interfaith Research and Resource Center, PIRRC, in Accra. Here's a report by Rita Nyakum.
The PIRRC organizes the Interfaith Symposium each year to promote interreligious cooperation and peaceful coexistence of people from different faiths. This year's symposium focused on the promotion of justice and integrity. It discussed the role of leaders and members of religious groups in promoting justice and integrity in the country. Mrs. Apiaupong said corruption is a barrier to development and economic growth, which must be eradicated in order to achieve sustainable development. In view of this, government is working towards reducing corruption to the barest minimum. Mrs. Apiaupong said, government recognizes the importance of justice to the development of the country and has therefore put in place policies to improve justice delivery.
The scourge of corruption is a global phenomenon which has damaging and long-term effects on any nation, regardless of their stage of development. Corruption and the lack of integrity harms poor people and is far more detrimental to poor nations than it is for developed states. It is clear that corruption has the potential to steal the wealth of a nation and to impoverish its people. In recognition of the importance of justice to the improvement of Ghana, government continues to put in place policies to improve justice delivery. For instance, my ministry is undertaking a series of reforms in several areas to render the legal sector more efficient so as to make legal services more accessible to all citizens.
A minister of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana and a senior lecturer at the University of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Abamfue Tiemo, said, even though about 95% of Ghanaians are religious, corruption still persists and is perpetrated by these same so-called religious people. He outlined some steps that can be taken by religious bodies to help fight corruption.
As religious leaders and institutions, we have influence. Politicians, both in government and opposition, are not only members of our mosque and churches, but they count on us for prayer and advice. We have influence also over the masses. This means we stand in a highly favorable position to lead in the fight against corruption in Ghana by putting up pressure on the state institutions to be aligned to their responsibility. We can also collaborate with relevant civil society organizations to mount campaigns for the right legislation and institutional arrangements.
Dr. Etiemo said, mere religiosity without pragmatic measures cannot save Ghana from corruption, but religious people must work in collaboration with other stakeholders to ensure that corruption is eradicated. The emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission Ghana, Alhaji Mauvi Mohammed bin Sali, said the eradication of corruption will depend greatly on how an individual is trained right from infancy.
Ritanyako's report.